Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe.
My name is Maisie Richards. My work is illustrating and envisioning a better relationship with water.
Last week, I got to connect with Maisie about some of the details about the project she's been engaged in. So catch the archives if you missed that and you're curious. But this week, I wanted to highlight the part of our conversation that centered around her journey towards crafting a career centered on her skills and joys that also engaged with these really urgent and deeply felt questions about our environment and the world we live in, as well as the artist's role in the climate movement more broadly. Here's Maisie.
I think the journey has been tuning into the signals that my body gives when something is aligned and I have momentum and energy around it and it feels on purpose, there's intention, and when it's not. And I spent a lot of time in grad school and in the consulting world just feeling like I can only describe it as like horses galloping on my chest, just like anxiety. And it wasn't just about meeting each deadline, like I could meet those, I would do it, but something was off. It's been this kind of a journey of exploring like what kind of work feels really good so that I can do a good job of it. And it's actually contributing more into the world, or it fits better into like this whole patchwork quilt of society that we have. Like all of our bodies need to be in alignment and like following something that feels really good. And it's not to say that I feel good all the time. That's not the point. You're supposed to grieve really hard and feel immense joy and like all the cycles within that. But having that as like a guiding light, having the clues that my body give me of like, oh, this doesn't feel good. Don't take on this project. This isn't actually aligned with your values and best to part ways now. So it's just that kind of constant process of just tuning in and feeling like, am I connected to this? Is there like an ecosystem that would support a project like this?
For other creatives or anyone beginning to dig into their own unique work that lies ahead, Maisie sees merit in going where we feel drawn and alive.
Where you have curiosity, like stoke that, whatever it is, where you feel like a little imaginative and like kooky and like a little weird and yeah, like a little fantastical, like follow that too. And don't disconnect from the reality, like stay really grounded in, you know, this world is a grieful place and will continue to be. And we're going to see a lot of really hard and have been, and will continue to see a lot of hard and scary transitions, to put it lightly. So stoking the flames on the things that bring you joy and that you feel curious about, we need everyone doing that if we're going to really just transition out of, you know, this pretty horrific, exploitative organization of society that we have going on right now for some of us. So don't disconnect from the hard parts of the world. Like use those as tools for staying even more connected to should be causing us some grief right now, and use that as energy to, yeah, create something new out of it. We all need roles in the future, in our present day and in our future. And if we want to build a juster, more care-based world with drinkable water, then we all need to be moving towards that with enthusiasm and helping each other maintain that enthusiasm along the way. The quote that comes to me is, "The role of the artist is to make the revolution irresistible," by Tony Cade Bambara. And I feel that in so many ways, even from this like remote corner of Maine, that we have to envision a world that just like pulls us into it, that gets us so excited that we can't help but like move towards it in the way that we would, you know, a weekend or a vacation that we've planned, like move towards that with just unbelievable energy and hope, even though probably hopes will be dashed to pieces many times along the way. That's what we have to do. And thank God for people that are helping me feel that momentum towards things. And I hope on my very best day, or maybe at some stage in life, some artwork that I make will help someone, yeah, move towards a future that has drinkable water in rivers, where everything we do, we're thinking about how water cycles and connects all of us with honor and respect. That's what I hope.
Amazing. How can people find your work?
The easiest way will be a very quiet, minimal posting Instagram account called Round Water Design, like groundwater, but round like a circle.
This has been Climate and Community, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.